Blog Talk Radio.
Could not do. And when I say nothing that she could not do, I mean that.
I mean, she was one of the most fascinating people that I've ever spoken with, and one of the most fascinating people I've ever met in my lifetime. She was also one of the people that just recently came to mind. I mean, she was just so upbeat, so positive. And the reason that I say that is because I recently had a conversation with a young lady about the same age. And this young lady had no drive, no motivation, no self-confidence, no self-esteem, none of the above. And, you know, these two were such polar opposites, yet this other young lady had no birth defects or handicaps or anything like that. She had both her legs, both her arms. You know, her parents were both alive. They were both together. You know, they had a house. She had everything, you know, compared to this young lady who had pretty much lost the majority of the things in her life. She had lost her parents, had lost, you know, some of her brothers and sisters. Again, I think two of the other brothers and sisters survived, and they got adopted by the American couple. I'm not going to say the young lady's name because, one, she's, you know, underage, and two, I'm not trying to bring attention to the family. They did what they did because they loved the little girl, and they couldn't have children, and they wanted to go ahead and adopt some children and do some good. So they adopted these children. Like I said, meeting this young lady was a total pleasure. It was a total pleasure meeting her and getting to know her for the short time that I got to know her, because her upbeat attitude was just amazing. And like I said, even though she had a handicap, and that's a matter of opinion as to whether you want to say she actually had a handicap or not, in her mind, there were no handicaps. And I think the last thing that she did that I thought was totally incredible was that the young lady took off her prosthesis, her legs, and by God, there was a whole lot of people that still couldn't catch her, you know, basically on the nubs, because she lost her legs at her knee, basically on her knees, you know, or with her knees, she was running and jumping and everything. I mean, this young lady with one hand climbed a tree. That is incredible. That is phenomenal. You know, like I said, when I, you know, I spoke with her, she grew up without both of her parents or any of that. And then you have people today that, in the scheme of things, have everything. They also have the wrong attitude. So they're lacking something that, you know, they really need, which is a positive upbeat and a positive attitude. You know, you've got people that grow up and they want to blame, and I've said this before, they want to blame their parents for everything that goes wrong in their lives or their world, you know, for their injustices, you know, for what's happening, all of the above. And it all matters. You know, it really doesn't matter, because it doesn't matter. These people were handicapped, basically, mentally. So they're in a far worse position than the young lady that I'm speaking of. Because, like I said, they blame everybody for everything that's gone wrong in their lives. You know, and as they get older, you know, these kids are going to continue to blame everybody for everything that goes on or wrong in their lives. If they have a divorce, it's because their mother and father had a divorce. You know, if they're unhappy, it's because of something that, you know, doesn't mean anything to anybody except them. And in their minds, that particular thing is a problem. You know, when I first got out of the, little change of subject, when I first got out of the military and then finished in law enforcement, I got a job doing program management or project management. At the time, it was project management, project supervisor. And because I guess I'd come out of the civilian arena, come out of the military arena and then a paramilitary environment, I really didn't understand. You know, I wasn't really used to, I guess, what you would call normal people. And, you know, so much so that I was like, okay, I've got to fix me if I'm going to survive in this day-to-day, you know, world, civilian world with regular people. And I'm not making a pun of regular people. Please don't get me wrong. I'm just trying to get a message across. The message is that, you know, in my mind, things that were very petty were very important, you know, to the average person that I was dealing with. And when I say average person, you know, this was Joe Public to me. The people that I was dealing with, the people that I was interacting with every day now, were no longer cops. They were no longer members of the military. You know, they were no longer, or excuse me, not that they were not longer, not any longer, because most of them had never been law enforcement and had never been in the military. They were just regular people, you know, as they say, Joe Public. And I would listen to them and listen to what they complained about and what was in the conclusion that, you know, it's got to be me because I couldn't see the issue, the importance that was put on mundane, unnecessary. And again, this is my opinion, mundane, unnecessary, fruitless ventures was just beyond bound, and I could not grasp it. And I thought, like I said, it was me. Then I had the pleasure of, you know, meeting, well, not then, well, you know, then we'll put it this way. Then you have the pleasure of meeting someone like the young lady that I was talking about earlier, who has had all of these obstacles thrown in front of her, yet every word out of her mouth is positive. You know, I can't is not a word that even resonates with her. You know, it's not really a word that she, it's not that it's not a word she doesn't know. It's a word that she doesn't acknowledge. Because in this young lady's mind, she can do anything and everything. She can do everything that the kids with two legs and two arms and two hands can do. And she proves that by doing it. She doesn't talk about it. There's no good talk or good game with this young lady. With this young lady, it's how fast can you run? How fast can you run? Well, let's go. You know, her energy is boundless. Her will, her tenacity, her self-belief and self-faith are just beyond bound. I mean, it is totally incredible. And to watch something like that and to watch what's going on with it is also incredible. And also, you know, something that you have to look at and look up and go, you know, how do I even have the right, you know, to come out of my mouth with the fact that I don't have something, or how do I have the audacity to tell somebody that, you know, I can't do something, or, you know, to complain about any of the slings and arrows that life has a tendency to throw at me. You know, I think that most of us need to take stock. So when I say take a vacation from your real life, I'm not really talking about taking a vacation from your life or going on some trip someplace. I'm talking about taking a vacation from your crap, taking a vacation from the make-believe world that you've created in your head that you think is all that it is, and it's nothing. You know, look at the pleasures, the privileges, the options, the opportunities that you have in front of you, you know, and actually make them your vacation. I'm not saying don't strive for more and don't try to become the best individual that you could possibly be. But I'm saying take a vacation from your complaining. Take a vacation from your mundane, day-to-day griping and moaning and complaining. And throw the word I can't out and try to replace it with I can and I will. And if I cannot do it today, I will do it tomorrow. That nothing will hold me down. Nothing will shatter my spirit. Nothing will keep me from what I need to do to get where I need to get. And I'm going to do that with a smile. I'm going to do that while also trying to help and assist every other human being that I can to become the best that they can become. And in the meantime, we'll all grow. We'll all be better individuals. We'll all be better people. We'll all be better members of society as a whole, as a community. We'll all help each other grow, we'll learn from each other's mistakes, and we'll move on to become, again, the fantastic and wonderful, outstanding people that we can be, the people that we were put on this earth to be, the people that can do no wrong, yet even in their wrong they do right. I mean, I'm just so motivated just thinking about this young lady and her ability, and then, you know, in the same case, I get a little bit unmotivated when I think, again, of people who have everything, everything, okay? They live in a world where they have choice. They live in a country where they have choice. The only thing that's stopping them and holding them back is themselves. And then that is only temporary. And I'm not saying that you're going to do it tomorrow. I'm not saying you're going to do it the next day. What I'm saying is that if you are tenacious, if you go after it with as if you cannot fail, and then if you fail, realize that that's just a stepping stone, just another step that you take in closer to wherever it is that you need to go to get whatever it is that you need to get. You know, somebody was talking to me one day, and they said to me, well, you know what? You don't write very well, but I'll tell you, when you say you're going to do something, you do it. You get it done. You get it out the way. You take care of it, and it's over with, and then you move on to the next thing. You know, I've had other people come to me and say, yo, how do you do so many things? You know, now that I'm doing the blog talk radio show, I've got people that go, dude, every time I turn around, you're doing something different, but yet you didn't give up any of the other things that you're doing. Well, that's not totally true, but here's the thing. I am a poor and sorry shadow of what I was meant to be. So if I'm a guiding light to you, imagine what you could be to the rest of the world, you know, to those people that actually know me and have dealt with me, not just you that are listening to the show or the program today. I mean, again, we are all members of a world where opportunity is bound, and the things that we can do are beyond our comprehension. However, most of us won't take the time to realize that there is greatness within us, and there is things that we can't even dream of accomplishing that if we would only give ourselves half a chance, we could accomplish on so many levels, So there's a question. The question is, why are you here on earth? All right, why are you living at this time, in this place? I know that there's some outstanding reason out there, yet I look at some people and I can't figure out what it is. I cannot figure out what it is because they are so negative, so down, so it's all about me. And guess what, ladies and gentlemen, it isn't about you. What it is about is it's about you doing the best that you can be so that other people can grow. And then guess what? It will be about you. But it'll be about you bringing your greatness to the rest of the world and sharing with them all of the great things that deep down in your true heart you can share. Again, why are we living at this time? You know, if I ask most of you, why are we here or why are you here? You couldn't answer me. You don't have a clue. You eat, you consume, and you create waste. You eat, you consume, and you create waste. Some of you create a whole lot more waste than the law should allow. But, again, we're not even going to get into that because that's a whole nother show. But anyway, you eat, you create, and you create waste. What about creating something that truly lasts? What about creating something that's going to be something that people can look at and go, wow? You know that you can do that. You do know that, I hope. I hope you all know that you can do that. All you have to do is put forth the effort that you need to put forth so that you can actually live your dreams. And when I say live your dreams, you're going to hear live your dreams out of me probably every show. And the reason I say that is because it's such a beautiful and wonderful thing for those of us that actually do go out there and start to work on living our dreams. Are you going to run into knuckleheads? Of course you're going to run into knuckleheads. Are you going to run into people that aren't worth your time? Of course you're going to run into people that aren't worth your time. However, we also need to make sure that you're worth their time. Because sometimes the problem isn't the world. The problem is you. Most of the time, the problem isn't the rest of the world. The problem is you. You can't fix, help, or assist anyone until you fix, help, and assist yourself. You know, it's like what they say in an airline. You know, if you ever fly any place, the airline stewardess always tells you that in case of an accident, you know, or a problem, an oxygen mask will drop in front of you. If you have small children, please put the oxygen mask on yourself before you try to put the oxygen mask on your children. Why is this? This is because if for some reason you are brought unconscious or you do not get the mask on you soon enough, you may not be able to help your child. You may not be able to help the person in front of you. This is also why when you fly on a train, when you fly on a plane, they say to you, if you look to your left or your right and your seat is located in front of an exit and for some reason you are unable to open that exit or you have some particular ailment where you don't feel comfortable at that exit door, please switch with another passenger. Why? Because they don't want you blocking the door. They don't want you being the crab in the bucket or the crab in the barrel that pulls everybody else down because you have the inability to do what's necessary to get that door open. Now, a few seconds ago, I said crabs in a barrel. Okay, this is a fact. I don't know about common sense fact, but it's a fact. If I have a barrel and I put one crab in that barrel, that crab will get out each and every time with no problem. However, we live in a crab world. And in a crab world, what happens? You put any more than one crab in that barrel, and every time that one crab goes to try to get out, the other crab is going to say, come here, you're not leaving without me, where are you going? Anyway, we need to be role models for everybody, and we need to do some things to move ourselves forward. All right, you need to take care of yourself. All right, you need to do the things that you need to do, just like I need to do the things that I need to do. You are here to help others. You are now here, right now. I think that I can give you a clue as to why you're here. Again, you're here to help others. All right? And most of you are really doing a poor job at taking care of yourselves. I mean, look around you. You're not exactly living a life that people want to emulate. Most of you are living a life that people want to run away from. Hence, when you saw Take a Vacation from Your Life, you jumped on this show. Well, let's take a vacation from our lives by doing the things that we need to do so that we'll have the things that we want to have in the future, so that we can move forward and do the things that we want to do. All right? Life is not hard. We make it hard. Life is not difficult. We make it difficult. We make it difficult with our associations and the people that we deal with. All right? And let me explain something else to you. I promise you, no matter what you do, you won't make it through this life alive. But while you are around, while you are here, how about making it an entertaining life and not a soap opera, all right? Not a daytime soap or reality show, all right? Let's look around and let's find the things that are wrong with our lives and let's work to fix them. Let's not work to showcase them. Let's not work to do other things that are negative, all right? People, we can do this. We can do some amazing things if we only give it our heart and our soul and put in what we need to put in so that we can accomplish the things that we want to accomplish. All right? You can't help anybody until you can help yourself. Nobody's going to take care of you. You've got to do it. All right? So we need to take stock and do the things that we need to do so that, again, we can live the lives that we want to live. Understand that there are no free tickets. You're going to pay for everything. All right? A lot of you are cheap as I don't know what. Frugal is one thing, but as somebody has told me, cheap is a whole nother. All right? I've been told on several occasions that I'm cheap to myself, but not to others. Well, that depends on who you are. But again, you see somebody that needs a hand, let's lend a hand. All right? I mean, really, is a $6 fast meal really going to break you that you can't help somebody that's down? Many of you have go to multi-million dollar churches. You'll help build a million dollar or multi-million dollar church or temple, but you won't help your neighbor right down the hall. All right? That's ridiculous. Or right down, or a couple of miles down the road. All right? A lot of us need help. And for those of you that say you don't need anybody, you're a crock of crap. Because everybody needs help, everybody needs assistance, and you wouldn't have the opportunities that you have today if somebody hadn't suffered before you. And you owe them and everyone before them so that you need to do the things that you need to do so that we can move on and stay on track. Again, this is a one day at a time thing, 1 second at a time, 1 minute at a time, 1 hour at a time. It's all a point of time. And remember, with time, if you don't use it, you will lose it. So let's make good use of our time and do the things that we need to do to move forward. We just need to take a hard look. Look at the mirror. Do you like what you see? If you don't like what you see, change it. You have choice. For those of you that are religious, you have choice. You need to get the strength in your heart, your soul, and your spirit and act. That spirit is just as real as the rest of you. And don't look at the mirror and act like you're at the funhouse and you're seeing some make-believe image. All right? If you're overweight and you want to lose weight, guess what? You're overweight. Doesn't matter if your husband, wife, or whatever says you're fat. You knew you were fat before you asked. You knew you were fat when you looked in the mirror. You knew you were fat when you got up this morning. If you're out of shape, same thing. You knew you couldn't walk a flight of stairs. You need to get off your butt, get up freaking 30, 40 minutes earlier, and start walking and start taking care of your body. You need to start eating the right foods and doing the things that you need to do. You also need to treat people like you want to be treated. If you want to be treated like a goddess, if you want to be treated like a king, if you want to be treated like a prince, then you need to treat other people like kings. You need to treat other people like goddesses. You need to treat other people like princes. And you need to do it on a fair and continuous basis. Again, like I said before, we're all here for a purpose. We're all here for a reason. That reason is to do good. That reason is to help others. That reason is to grow. That reason is for all of us to get across the finish line together. All right? Crossing the finish line is a beautiful thing, but it's even better if you can cross the finish line with what you would call and what I would call real, honest to goodness, bona fide, trustworthy, and dependable friends. Now, mind you, that list of friends isn't going to be long. But by goodness, wouldn't it be nice to have a list of friends that you could depend on? All right. Again, give it just maybe. The best. You're the best that there is. Act like you're the best that it is. You create qualities that nobody else has. There will never be another one like you. Doesn't matter how much money you have. Doesn't matter how much money you get. Doesn't matter what kind of car you drive. Any of those things. What really matters is that you become the person that you can be. All right? Plan to do the things that you need to do. Again, I was watching Men in Black once, and the guy said, people are smart. They can handle it. They can do it. And the guy came back and said, no, people are scared. And people don't want to take the chance to move forward with their lives, move forward with your life. Do the things that you need to do. And guess what? The reality that you'll experience is far greater than anything else that you'll ever come across. Again, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your time, for your patience, and thank you for listening to The Zurian Show. You have a great day, a wonderful life, and an outstanding future. Take care, be well, and take care and have a blessed day. Take care. Please favorite our show if you like us. Take care.